America, infrastructure is a big issue here too. Some of the things that come immediately to mind are broadband infrastructure, and also infrastructure for cell phone access. We have inadequate broadband infrastructure in rural America, and we have inadequate cell phone service in rural America. Those are two things we need major investment in. Some other things actually come to mind, sort of public-private infrastructure issues. Things around grocery stores in rural communities, healthy food access, those are also sort of infrastructure questions. And when you start talking about all three of those things that I just mentioned, they fall most heavily on people who are least well off in rural communities. If you look at broadband, for example, about 60% people in rural America have access to broadband. That's less than urban America. But the access numbers actually obscure some of the larger issues, one of them being the speed of that broadband, but the other one being affordability. Sometimes you have access, but in rural America, the service that you might have access to is considerably more expensive, in part because of the technology and in part because there's less competition, because there's less infrastructure. Broadband infrastructure could provide opportunities and new employment, new businesses that could be based on broadband, but it's actually about more than just business development. It's about basic things like access to news and information in this country, how we interact with public institutions and elected officials, and if rural people are left out of that, they're at a disadvantage.